The War on Terror. The intelligence community is guided by the following definition of terrorism. The term terrorism means premeditated, politically motivated violence perpetrated against non-combatant targets by subnational groups or clandestine agents, usually intended to influence an audience. The term international terrorism means terrorism involving the territory or the citizens of more than one country. And the term terrorist group means any group that practices or has significant subgroups that practice international terrorism. Based on this definition, the United States government has been involved in the following terrorist activities at home and abroad. In Colombia, the U.S. gives large amounts of funding to the government for primarily military purposes, supposedly to fight the war on drugs. This money finances the Colombian paramilitary forces, which operate as death squads and are involved in the violent repression of civilians. The officers are taught methods of torture at an army base in Fort Benning, Georgia. The CIA began covert attacks on Vietnam in 1961, 4 years before the U.S. officially announced their intent to go to war with the country. These attacks were in violation of the Geneva Accords and escalated conflict in the area. The U.S. supported the 2002 coup in Venezuela against democratically elected President Hugo Chavez. In 1965, the U.S. gave political and military support to Indonesia in their genocidal campaign against the people of East Timor, which killed over 100,000 people. The U.S. has given large amounts of support to Israel, despite their history of human rights abuses and terrorist tactics in their repression of the Palestinian people. The U.S. gave billions of dollars of aid to El Salvador during their civil war, which went to support death squads in the Air Force, who were responsible for the deaths of thousands of civilians. The FBI was responsible for the political assassination of Fred Hampton, a Black Panther Party leader, in Chicago. Hampton was sleeping in his bed when police officers entered his apartment and shot him multiple times, killing him. U.S. agents are involved in abducting people they suspect of terrorist activities and sending them to countries such as Egypt and Jordan, where torture and threats to family during interrogation are legal. Suspects are shipped to allied countries where they are denied legal assistance and imprisoned without any specific charges made against them. We went to war in Iraq based on false information obtained from CIA agents, many of whom knew the information was false. The U.S. was also involved in violent repression in countries such as Guatemala, the Philippines, Cambodia, Chile, and Panama, among many others. This brief list illustrates that terrorism is by no means a tactic belonging only to the weak. It is the institutional terrorism perpetrated by the United States and other world powers that poses the greatest threat to the health and well-being of people both in this country and abroad. The policies and actions of the United States have historically been used for the repression, destruction, and exploitation of people around the world. Our country was founded on the idea of the supremacy of the white race over the indigenous people who had already been occupying this country, and the result was massive genocide, exploitation, and repression. The current belief that this country is the jewel in the crown of democracy, that we live in the greatest country in the world, and that we have an obligation to spread democracy to all corners of the globe allows our leaders to commit these crimes in our name. This blind nationalism ignores our past and damns us to continue repeating it in the future. The war on terror will continue to be a failure until the citizens of this country realize that the first enemy we need to combat is our own government, because it is the government of the United States who poses the greatest threat to freedom and democracy. So when the media tells you today that Americans should never forget, what we should remember is that the history of the United States is filled with acts of terrorism perpetrated by our own government, and that is what we should be fighting against. If you would like to find out more about the topic of war, you can pick up a free copy of The Fine Print at a number of downtown locations or online at www.fineprintzine.com. This is Nate Ossett for WUML 91.5 FM.